Good morning, everybody, and welcome to PM in the AM. My name is Mike Campbell, and this is my beautiful wife, Jada. And we just want to say good morning on this Wednesday morning.
Good morning. It is a good day to hear the Word of God. This is Mike and Jada with Daily Word, where we bring you the engrafted Word that is able to change your life and destiny if you will allow it. Man. And we like to bring a daily word to encourage you, give you something to ponder throughout
the day. That's right. And that was a tongue twister, yeah, wasn't it?
For some reason this morning, that was a tongue twister.
But I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's a good day to be in the kingdom of God. It's a good day to be born again. It's a good day to share the gospel with people. We're talking about roots to grow.
Roots to grow.
And it's so important. In fact, our highlight scripture is found over in...
Second Colossians.
Colossians 2.
Oh.
There's only one Colossians. Oh my gosh, she's starting to read from that.
I don't know. I was distracted because I was talking about our lips, right? That our lips. Yeah. When we were in Fargo, our little 4-year-old does not stop talking. Our little grandson Duke, yeah. He does not stop talking. And after we had gone and done something for a little while, we got in the car. And June said, "I'm tired." And Duke said, "My lips are tired." Yes, he
did. I remember that. Yeah, his lips.
I was thinking about that when you were telling me about it.
All right. Well, now we're in Colossians chapter 2, and we're looking at what? Verse 6 and 7?
7 and 8.
7 and 8. Colossians 2, 7 and 8.
Here it goes.
Yeah.
6 and 7. Here it is. 6 and 7.
6.
Anyway, it says, "And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. Verse 7, let your roots grow down into him and let your lives be built on him."
Okay, so let your roots grow down. We've talked the last couple of days. We talked about the sequoia tree, the fact that the root system of that sequoia tree is so deep and so wide. You know, that's what we want to create. You know, it's unfortunate, but in a lot of churches, we're creating a wide base of people, but there's no depth. And this is why discipleship, and I believe this is why Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations, right? Because discipleship is growing. Discipleship is putting a root down into the ground so that we can grow. And when the storms of life come, we will succeed and we will not be moved. And yesterday we talked about the parable of the sower, but I love this verse of scripture because it talks about how we need to grow down into him.
Yeah, the New Living Translation says, "Grow down into him and let your lives be built on him." And I think that's important. We can focus so many parts of our lives in other ways. You know, focus on our work. Focus on our family, focus on making a living, focus on paying our bills, go grocery shopping. But it says here that we need to let our roots grow down into him. So there has to be a focus on him.
That's right.
There has to be our foundation built on him. Everything else is fringe, but our focus needs to be that our roots are deep in him and our foundation is strong.
That's right.
Built on him.
You know, there's a scripture over in the book of Ephesians, Jada. Mm-hmm. It starts in chapter 3, verse 16, 17, it says, he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. I like that. When we start talking about touching the glory of God, mm-hmm. now we're moving somewhere in our life. Mm-hmm. Then he says to be strengthened with might through his spirit in your inner man. God wants you strengthened. Why? Listen to this. That Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, length, depth, and height of the love of God. See, I love that, man. He wants us to have the strength of his spirit down on the inside of us so that Christ would dwell in our hearts through faith, being rooted and grounded.
Right.
I love that.
Right.
I mean, we're grounded in the Word of God. You know, when things happen in your life, what's the first thing that comes out? Hopefully.
Good things. The Word of God.
Yeah. Hopefully it'll be the Word of God. Because if it's not, we need to start making some correction so that the word of God can be that first thing that comes out. We want to believe God, and we want to rely on God, trust in God, and call upon the Lord
right.
in our time of need.
Right. And I think it's so important we look at these scriptures, and a lot of times the scriptures will say, do this, and then it'll say, then. So there yeah. is a consequence. There is a benefit in doing that. And so verse 17, where it says, Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. This is the NLT. Yeah. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. 18 says, and you may have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep is his love. And I That's think right. there are a lot of believers who are walking on this earth, not truly having the full understanding of God's love for us.
Yeah.
If we truly understood that, we would not be doubting our salvation. We would not be doubting healing. We would not be doubting the blessings and the promises that we have as believers. Because if right. if we truly understood the depth of his love for us, we would then have a full understanding yeah. of what all that love means to us, which is all the benefits and promises that we
That's
have.
Right. And I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this all comes from and starts with and ends with the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be a love and a desire for the word of God. You've got that 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2.
Indeed.
Read that to us if you don't mind. But it all is about the word of God. The word is the source of food. It's the source of strength and growth in our lives. So we're in 1 Peter 2 and verse 2. What do you got?
It says, like newborn babes, you must crave pure spiritual milk so that you will grow into a full experience of salvation. And I love this part. Cry out for this nourishment.
That's right.
Cry out for this nourishment.
Yeah. He says, therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and evil speaking, as newborn babes desire the pure milk. One translation says, desire the sincere meat of the word.
Oh, sincere. I like that.
So that you may grow, that you may grow. How do we grow? By the word of God. That's what sends that root down into the ground. And I'm going to tell you something. You know, you just go out here and try to pull some of your weeds, some different types of, you know, they got those big, thick, white, I don't know what they're called, but they're down in there. You're pulling on that thing. You'll pull the green off the top, but you haven't affected the root. Sometimes you got to get a shovel.
Shovel.
I knew it.
Shovel.
And you got to get that thing down in there and pop that root out of there.
Do you know shovel is spelled with an E? Shovel. That's one of those words.
Oh, gosh.
But you can tell he spends time pulling weeds. You tend to bring that up.
I do. Roundup was what I was trying to think of.
Oh, there's bad things going on about Roundup.
You know, I know there's about a lot of bad things, honey, but I'm going to tell you, I've seen plants spit it right back at me. That's why when you do Roundup, ladies and gentlemen, you need to put on some rubber gloves. You need to put on some things around your eyes and maybe even a mask because it's going to spit it right back. Because it doesn't accept Roundup.
And then you can shovel it. Shovel it under.
But God wants us to grow in the word. We've got a desire. You know, when you have a desire for something, I don't know, what's the right word I'm looking for? What is a desire? What does the word desire mean?
It means craving.
A craving to go after.
Like ice cream.
Oh.
I have a desire for ice cream right now. A little early for it, yeah, but you got me thinking about it.
But, you know, it's important that we understand the concept. Desire. I love that. But he tells us what to lay aside. Then he says, desire that.
Mm-hmm.
And the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Ladies and gentlemen, he is gracious. He's so good. That's why we celebrate Christmas, isn't it?
It is.
We're celebrating the birth of the Christ child. In fact, what are we on now? The 10th day of the month? We got 15 days until Christmas, 14 shopping days. And then on the 25th, we celebrate Christmas. And here's the thing. We celebrate light coming in to the world. And the angels, man, they know the importance of the word of God. God knows the importance of the word of God. And Satan knows the importance of the Word of God because he tries to trick you on it and twist it so that you won't get it right. But you listen to me. If we desire that sincere milk of the Word, I'm telling you right now, we will grow. The root will go down into the soil. It will take hold. And when the storms of life come, and we'll show this to you tomorrow out of Luke 7, when the storms of life come, we will not be moved. Praise God. Well, I think that's all the time we have for
you. We did. That's right. That's all we needed to cover today. So go ahead and pray us out.
Look how red she is, man.
And my lips. I feel like my lips are.
She's got her Christmas shirt going. Life is good. Let's pray. Father, Jesus' name, thank you for a great night. Thank you for the goodness of God. Thank you now that we desire. Help us to fan into a raging fire the desire for the milk of the Word so we can grow deeper in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Well, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny if you will allow it. Make sure that you click your like, share, and follow buttons right down there so that your friends and family can get connected with Mike Campbell Ministries as we travel around the world. And if you're on YouTube, make sure that you subscribe now because you can follow what we're doing in Mike Campbell Ministries around the world.
All right, be sure and join us again tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel, for more of Roots to Grow on PM in the AM. See you tomorrow morning, everybody. Have a great day.
God bless.